brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back in the third hour on this October 19th, 2011 broadcast. Again, I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in until Alex is back tomorrow. But we are now joined by Alan Watt. He's a long-term researcher of really the true causes behind the various global changes going on and really has a sharp analysis of the unifying agenda behind it all. He's also a bit of a Renaissance man. He's done music, poetry, philosophy, written books and many other items. Alan, thanks for joining us and welcome to the program.
Yes, a pleasure to be back.
Now, Alan, we've seen so much happening with the Occupy Wall Street movement itself. In many ways, a diverse group. We've seen even many protesters targeting the Federal Reserve and other sort of heart of the beast systems, but at the same time, we've seen left-leaning Democratic factions trying to absorb that energy, trying to steer it back into the left-right paradigm of the main establishment, just as it happened with the Tea Party. So we wanted to today really have you break down how they trigger revolutions, how they steer them, how they see them coming, and how they help direct what the eventual outcome will be.
Well, it's all to do with geopolitics and a world agenda, a planned agenda, planned a long time ago, and many of the big leaders over the years have gone through this agenda. They've published books on it. The think tanks, they have openly declared their objectives. We find that they never sleep, by the way. They never sleep at 24 hours per day because they have shifts in the big think tanks. And they work full time on bringing in a system of government for the world. And this is the age, actually. They call this the age of world managers. And we have been managed for quite some time as they privatize everything off in this kind of public-private partnership deal. And the system we're going into now is simply the transformation into the culmination of a worldwide system under really the United Nations. And that's what they're calling for now, you'll notice, too. They're calling for world governance. And to be under, and actually officially under the United Nations, which actually technically it is, because all laws have been coming through the United Nations for an awful lot of years across the whole world, right down to your building codes. So we're simply going through the transformation phases. Right now, too, it's like wars. These massive demonstrations have the same effect as a war. It changes society. You understand, most of the general public are passive viewers, that they're not participants in anything. And to change society and to get them to go along with it, you must convince everyone of the necessity of it, either through warfare or because of gross dissatisfaction amongst what appears to be on television massive factions of society, because it's them that you have to convince for the changes that are coming in. And believe you me, this is all part of the soft power technique that Brzezinski and Kissinger and the United Nations and many other think tanks have been using for years. They always start off with soft power. They've said that in the Middle East they would use soft power, sometimes increasing into hard military power when required, which we've watched over the last year or two. So it's our turn now to go through the same transformation into the planned society. The big bankers at the top, the ones who are international moneylenders, have always used geopolitics. They don't sit and wait for something to happen in the future. They plan the future. And they favor what's called socialism because it's big government. And big government always borrows from them. And big government also can keep tabs on the general public and keep them under control when necessary. The trick in big government is to bring in socialism and make the people think it's actually theirs for the first time. It's a fairer, juster, kinder, etc., etc. The stuff that Tony Blair used to spout out, as he was taught to do so well by his trainers as well. So you're seeing it happening in America, too, because it's a global system.
Okay, now, Alan, hold that thought. We are just getting started on Alan's breakdown. We'll be back on the other side of the break, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. Again, I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in until Alex is back tomorrow. I just want to remind you about the InfoWars Nightly News coming up at 7 p.m. tonight. We're going to break down some of the suppressed cancer cures and some of the hospitals that are carrying them out rather than chemotherapy. We're going to cover debate highlights and many other items from the breaking news. But right now we are joined by Alan Watt, really one of the most well-researched and deeply understood people who have analyzed what's going on in the global system behind what seems to be unrelated events going on in the world. Now, Alan, we have the planned economic crisis. They knew it was coming. They hedged their bets against it after abusing the system for decades. And now there's sort of this righteous anger that's brewed up, first in the Middle East, in various parts of Europe, and now it's hitting home in America. Help us understand what has been going on behind the scenes of all this.
Well, what you've had for years, actually, under the guise of, again, public-private partnerships, are really just a monopoly, a conglomerate of people into energy, taking the energy resources of the world. Now, remember, too, the Council on Foreign Relations, for an example, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs had their roots in the Milner Group, it was called, at the time, International Financiers. These guys lent to nations, and they created this organization. And And their plan was to take over all the resources of the world, all energy, all resources, food, water, and everything you need to live, basically, and bring in a planned world system, an economy which would be worldwide, using a socialist-type system to control the populace of the entire globe. These are the guys who designed the free trade deals. They wanted all the barriers brought down. Of course, they wouldn't lose money for the nations in the meantime because they would replace it with a value-added tax, or in the case of Canada, a general sales tax. And then at the same time, they would do away with borders gradually, split the world into regions, and have the free flow of goods and labor. And therefore, multiculturalism was a big, big part of their agenda, too. And so the guy who was the Tony Blair's right-hand man and the vice prime minister, basically, admitted that in the British newspapers, that Blair had told him that the agenda was to completely open the floodgates to Britain, to the most diverse cultures, in order to destroy the culture of Britain forever. That was to go by the wayside. That ties in with the educational system, the Frankfurt School, John Dewey. John Dewey said eventually we'll eradicate all conflicting history where people have had old grievances with neighbours, etc. That's already been done, actually, under the European Union. They're eliminating history prior to World War I, basically. And it's taught in schools now. Nothing happened before it. It's like in Cambodia when they started off with the year one for when it took over. It's very, very similar. So we're seeing a new world order, and this is what it's all about. It's a world order where only a few big international corporations own supplies of the world. They're still going after the last parts of the resources. The gas, Uganda, for instance, is one of the world's largest untapped oil fields underneath there, plus cobalt and gas, natural gas as well, which they want for this East African Federation. And that's why that's so strategically important to get in there and get them conquered as well. So it's all about resources, because these boys at the top plan this world's planned economy, planned society, right down to how many people will be allowed to have children, etc. And they use China as the model state to copy one child per parent or parents, depending on how you look at it today, etc. And also they want to plan you from birth to death, what you will do, what you'll work at. You'll be tested scientifically for your abilities, and it'll be schooled to work only more perfected. It's a more perfected version of the laboratory that was the Soviet Union, which they also funded the same big international organizations. So we're going through the same thing here. And they must convince the Americans at home that it's necessary that we have this particular change. And that's what the hype was about in the last century in academia, because academia was brought on board very early on. The Council on Foreign Relations, Lord Bertrand Russell, all the big boys who helped plan this present time we're living in right now, and the cultures that we're going through, the changes, these guys said we'd bring academia on board because they will train the future world managers. So forget the ones beneath them, the working class. Go for the managerial classes, and they'll be on board with us. Well, they've done that, and academia, in cahoots with this new expert-driven world governance, will run your life in a scientific fashion, a scientific dictatorship, actually. It was called by the first United Nations, UNESCO, CEO, and that was Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley. So this is what we're going through now. The big changes towards their goal and to a planned economy. And they're even using energy, which was planned back in the 1920s, 1930s under Technocracy Inc. It was a new theory put out by the same boys, by the way, Council on Foreign Relations and Royal Institute of International Affairs, to take over the world's energy supplies. And really all money was a unit that they would use against the value of energy units. And eventually they'd be replaced by energy units. Well, we have carbon taxes, carbon units coming in right now. And eventually it will be how much it costs in energy units to keep you as an individual alive. So this is the actual whole conglomerate of the Fabian Society, which was just a left-wing part of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, backed by multi-billionaires. I mean, the Astor family helped pick it off and fund it. And the big bankers, of course, creating the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations. And they have branches across the entire planet. And George Soros, in fact, is the CEO of the whole of the European Parliament Group. He's the head of that. So it's the same organization across the world. You've got them in India, in Africa, all Australia, all the British Commonwealth countries have their memberships. And this is the planned system that's taken them over 100 years to achieve. We're going through parts of the stages right now.
Yeah, I really have to back you up. When you trace the history of anyone, for example, the Rockefeller Foundation, it's hard to find where they deviate from that Cecil Rhodes Roundtable group that have steered off into so many of the entities you mentioned. But help bring us up to speed of how they saw the current revolutions coming and how they prepared for it and where they plan to take it as part of their larger world government takeover.
Well, number one, they always know there's going to be a backlash. Whenever they do something, but it's a plan, it's a cooperated, I call it cooperation and backlash, because they remember, these guys run the big far-left groups. They run and finance them. In fact, your own governments have been financing them for the last 50 years, the same organizations. They'll get tax-funded and foundation-funded. So this is the ones that they simply dropped out on cue. To bring in a juster, fairer globalism, actually. If you look at most of these protesters, it isn't just about America. In fact, America's at the bottom of the list. It's about a fairer globalism and a world governance under the United Nations for all workers of the world, etc., etc. I understand, too, the strategy of their owners, because those who own the world, basically, must keep the working classes under control and make them think they're going to get something out of this. But just like the Soviet system, they always make sure that you think you're going to get something out of it for yourselves, a juster, fairer, kinder society. But in reality, the world is planned to go under communitarianism. Britain is the flagship, as you know. You have these NGOs already created. They're coming in and just appointing themselves as the leaders of your communities. One's for energy consumption, one's for wastage disposal. You've got NGO leaders for your environmental, for your area. They just happen to be there. They're already trained. And this is the perfect Soviet. Soviet meant ruled by councils. And councils in the Soviet Union were non-governmental organizations. And, of course, their leaders were appointed by the KGB and the Politburo. And in the West, they're appointed again by the shadow government, as you might call it that. So it's the same system, only more perfected, and that's what they're actually calling it in some quarters.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And the same group that creates the crisis, of course, typically brings the solution. That's the whole formula at hand. So how do they predict the timing of these kind of, they see these revolutions coming and happen with the Arab Spring, but we know it was something they were developing for years, Alan.
Yes. Well, absolutely. They've been working on Africa for an awful long time. And Mandela's in it too. He's part of, he wants an African Union. And of course, what they've really decided to do is initially started off with regional parts of Africa. Unions for each one of them. The United Nations is heavily involved. In fact, all of the Western councillors and bureaucracies are heavily involved too, setting up your State Department's heavily involved too. So they want these regions, and it's all, again, to do with free trade, allowing the big mega corporations in to take control of all energy and mineral resources, everything they can get out of those countries, under the guise of sharing it to the world, the wealth of the world, etc. They've released it, it's all to pass through the masters of the world who already own the wealth of the world and really consolidate their power over all goods, etc., all necessities of life. And all they have to do in the meantime is knock down the petty dictators they've already put in for a certain phase who've now served their purpose and are getting too comfortable in their seats. They don't really want to part and leave the throne and into a no more open society, so they simply get rid of them instead. Actually, the wars are very, very good for that because they can accomplish so much in time of war. But when you go into the Middle Eastern situation, it was very interesting that years ago, Kissinger and Brzezinski, when they were asked their opinion...
Kissinger and Brzezinski, Alan, we got to hit that when we get on the other side of this break. We're being cut off again by that, but we're going to get into the war, the agendas, and where things are going from here. Stay tuned, Infowars.com. Alan Watt riding with us till the end of this hour.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, red, white, and blue.
Alan Watt is our guest here in the third hour. I am Aaron Dyke sitting in until Alex returns tomorrow with a powerful broadcast. But you also want to check out the InfoWars Nightly News. Again, tonight we have some very special reports prepared. But Alan, you were just getting into some of the factors in the Middle East, bringing up Brzezinski and Kissinger. If you could please continue.
Yeah, the agenda for the Middle East was complete destabilization. They wanted to destabilize the countries. It makes it easier for the big boys to go in, which they did, of course, smash the infrastructure, get the taxpayers of America and Britain and elsewhere to build brand new refineries to say the old ones were inadequate. And we did, and then they auctioned them off. Actually, they gave them away to the big corporations. That was published in mainstream. So it's much easier to have control in an area when technically it's destabilized, because you can bribe the local little gangs that form, or sides that form, when you break up, especially Muslims, against different sections, different factions. And that's exactly what Kissinger and Brzezinski said. They'd like to do long-term destabilization, and that way the big corporations with private armies can basically draw the oil and excess stuff out of there for free. Basically, very little money at all. Whereas if you have a strong government to deal with, you have to go through regular channels and pay a good rate of return, etc., for the oil. So that's happened, and they'll keep it destabilized for an awful long time. And also, too, they've actually said that in the Council on Foreign Relations, they must keep that whole region safe for Israel. That's a big, big part of it. It's out in the open. It's to keep it safe for Israel. There will be no other superpower in that area. And we see the same thing with Egypt. One of the prime ministers of Israel said years ago, he said, if we can get Egypt, then that's the jewel. This is that's the jewel that they were after. That'll be the jewel in their crown, basically, getting Egypt, control of Egypt. Very strategic point for them as well. And so they've achieved goal after goal after goal with cooperation from the U.S. And the military doing all the work and paying all the cash for it, basically. So there's different geopolitical strategy, but the main thing is to keep them destabilized for an awful long time to come, almost into a third world status in many cases. And that's what we see happening right now.
Yeah, and obviously for a power that doesn't belong in the region to project its force, you have to kind of implement destabilization, get the different factions fighting with each other. Otherwise, they'll have too much stability, and then you can't interject with the various energy powers, as you say, and the rest of it.
Yes, and you've got to realize, too, this is a very old policy and tactic, because Britain was using the exact same tactic when India was a conglomeration of small princedoms, basically, and Britain united it by getting all the factions fighting each other for a long time, and they play them all off against each other. And eventually, over time, when it was right to do, they consolidate different sides and bring them into a bigger region, and then the next region, until they had the whole of India united under their own particular rule. So they might be doing this for the next 50, 60 years in the Middle East, at least. Yeah.
Well, they did that in so many places for so many hundreds of years, they coined it the great game.
It's all technique, it's well understood, and they finance all sides. The problem in a moneyed system is that you can always get people within any faction, any group, to turn on their own people and be a spy or a provocateur. And therefore, you can always funnel money into the sides that are fighting each other, but only to a few people who are in the know, who keep it all going, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and obviously it's far too easy to buy out a leader at the top, although we seem to fall for it time and again, regardless of country or context.
Yes.
Yeah. So on the other side, we want to get into the Iranian war, where things are headed with all the provocations and so many of the other events that are going on. I also want to bring up some of Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. He really talks about how under the emerging global government, you have the illusion that states are the real players, but really it's multi-million-dollar international corporations, the banks, and the other interests behind it. He talks about how even organized crime becomes part of the system because it's preferable to chaos. And he also talks about how third world conflict is just routine, really, to be expected, part of the larger development, Alan. I'm sure you could speak to that as well. And so we're coming up on the break in just a moment. And I just want to remind you once again about the InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight and every weekday, as well as the Money Bomb coming up in about 2 weeks. On November 3rd, we need your support. Let's get the word out and let's turn things around. Stay tuned. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Alex Jones returns tomorrow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back once again at InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in until Alex is back tomorrow. Our guest is still Alan Watt. He joins us for the rest of the hour, a long-term researcher into their long-term strategy, long as in 50, 100-year, and even longer intervals. But we also want to talk about current events, where the current Occupy Wall Street movement is going, and what kind of legislation will be piggybacked on their energy. But before the break, I brought up some of Brzezinski's quotes, just really talking about how third world conflict, organized crime, and all the rest of it is really routinized, as even states are really just chess pieces for the multi-million dollar international corporations, major banks, financial institutions, and the rest of it, as Brzezinski puts it in his 1970s Between Two Ages book. Alan, can you speak to those issues?
Yeah, and we see this is actually what's happening right now. Of course, the whole idea of the Royal Institute of International Affairs Council on Foreign Relations was to bring the world through a series of conflicts in order to take over all energy supplies, everything vital for human sustainment, basically, or containment, or even continuous ability. Has to be taken over and owned by a conglomeration, a world conglomeration. And we're seeing that right now as they destabilize other countries and do the same with them one after another using the soft power. But your they're quite right there with using organized crime. They've always used organized crime. In fact, the latest Department of Defense from the think tank department that works for NATO and Britain came out with their report for the year. It's very similar to last year, or the last, or 2007 report was the last one to give out. And these are the guys who said the world to come for a while will be one of conflict everywhere. As they basically these third world countries are brought under the control of the global governance system, and the big corporations go in to seize again the resources, all natural resources from those countries and take ownership of them. You understand? And he also said too that the distinction, as you mentioned, there with gangsters, etc. So the distinction between organized crime and legitimate government will be very blurred. And it already has been for quite some time. For instance, the United States has been training for the last few years mercenaries from all over Latin America and elsewhere, training them in the United States, like the old school of America's idea, and sending them in as assassins into Mexico. And so you have these organized, militarized assassination squads in Mexico right now, and you don't know if it's the drug gangs who are assassinating people and putting the bodies out in the streets, a warning, or if it's actually these mercenaries the U.S. is using. And because if they don't use the mercenaries right now to take out all the gangs in Mexico, they're going to have to send in the military. And people within Mexico know that. It will never be resolved from within. It will have to be an invasion from without if these particular mercenary gangs don't work. So it's quite an interesting time to be watching all of this happening as they really move forward, because the agenda has a timetable, and these guys are obsessed with timetables. And even in strategic trends, the report they put out recently, they talk about their timetables stretching up now to the year 2050, and it's got everything in it: world depopulation, how much it will plummet in China, elsewhere, etc., and how they must fulfill the Millennium Goals, the Agenda 21 goals, and really ram them through with the animal corridors, human corridors, etc. We already have that happening back home. We have, again, even here, we have communitarianism in Canada and America. You have these self-appointed panels, green panels, right down to your city, your town councils. They have them appointed to them as well. You can't do anything at all on property without getting advice or paying a fee for an eco impact, etc. So we're already seeing the emergence of this whole new change society, time for change. Getting back to academia, when they brought academia on board, that was a buzzword used in academia for the last 50 years, that the 21st century would be the century of change. And that's why they gave that mantra to Obama to give out change. Change is good. They simply never told those in the dark what it actually meant. Well, we're seeing what it really means. It's the emergence of a world order, the planned society. And any planned society, they planned, they're never going to let the workers run it. Never let that happen. They give the appearance of a more orderly worker society, and it will be ordered. You'll be weighed from birth right through your whole life to see how much you're eating, for instance, that kind of stuff. But they've always got to have a leisure class. For what they call progress, you've always got to have a leisure class. Therefore, you'll have a very high elite paid class of professional people working in their think tanks. You'll be funding them all. And they will be basically planning the future for the world. That's the lovely utopia that they hope to bring in. And I don't see why they can't, because they've achieved so many objectives right now. And we forget all the time how many changes they've brought in, to say, right down to your local council, by appointing themselves over bureau, basically, to every little town council, to the federal level and provincial in Canada, up to the federal government. So it's all there. The basic blueprint is all in position. All the players are there. And all they have to get now is more and more power over the general population. If Britain is a flagship, a trial balloon for the whole world to follow, it's so far ahead now, where everyone is policed from 1,000 different sources on a daily basis, from your garbage pickup to how you take your children to school? How do you interact with your children? It's a complete socialist planned scientific society they're bringing in. And America, after it's finished off, the unification of the Americas and finished off its job in the Middle East, has to emulate that exact same society for the whole world has to do it, in fact. And then we'll be taxed on energy units, consumption, etc. Austerity for those at the bottom, a very high living for those at the top, who are the world managers, and that's the whole game plan.
Yeah, just to go back to what you said about the Mexican drug gangs and the CIA-trained assassination squads, there's really no doubt that those people are being used for the purpose you describe, but also they're using the drug gang thing to advance the perimeter, the North American security perimeter, even as they have this kind of Iran-Contra-style Fast and Furious scandal unfolding.
Yes. As you know, too, the Department of Homeland Security took over basically the perimeter of the United States, and it started with 50 miles. Now they're into 100 miles around the coastline, right inland, etc., and from the Canadian border southwards. And they want to do the same thing. A few years ago in the paper, they wanted the whole of the Americas to have this organization. They called it Fortress America. And that's when the Prime Minister of Canada and the U.S. President, the one of Mexico, met together in a few Latin American countries, and they drew up a map, and they wanted to actually bring in Fortress America with a homeland security all along the Canadian border. That's a coastline, a whole lot, right down through Latin America and back up again. So they're using every crisis for complete amalgamation. And, by the way, the Council on Foreign Relations has said in Canada, we are using this financial crisis for deeper integration. That means merging with the United States of America. That's been in the open here. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. And getting back into the Occupy Wall Street formation of that global revolution, what do you see happening? Because obviously there's a lot of grassroots energy, people upset about general economic conditions, but not a lot of specifics. And it's really pretty textbook that if you don't have an energy that's inside of what's already been established inside the left-right paradigm, you can either disrupt it, or more easily you can vent that anger, give them a certain pleasure that they're being spoken to and heard while co-opting it, Alan. What direction do you see this going?
Well, we're already told where they're going, because in one of the first World Trade Organization meetings they had and publicized, they showed you a little interview inside the meeting. They were looking down at the protests, as they always do from the ivory towers, and they said, we'll have to eventually, over the years, bring the leaders in on board with our panel discussions and make them part of it. Well, they've been doing that for years now, since then. And we know, for instance, we've watched the appointees of Obama's specialists on his panels, unelected people who are now experts, these science czars, etc., who are all really into sociology and family planning and depopulation. Well, every country is doing the same. Britain has its version of them, too. So does Canada, with their appointees now. There's many appointees almost at the top as elected people. And these are representatives of unions and everything else. And if you notice even that some of the organizations in the Occupy Wall Street, you find is backed by the AFSCME, the FL-CIO, the labor union, and these organizations. And the president, Gerald McIntyre, is a co-founder and chairman of the Board for Economic Policy Institute. He's one of the leaders now at Wall Street there. And he also helped pass the Obamacare. So they're already on board these panels in the U.S. government and also members of these unions down below. They're both, you see, and there's quite a few of them like that. There's also Robert Johnson, who serves as the managing director of Soros Fund Management. And he also worked as the chief economist for the Senate Banking and Budget Committee. He's down there, too, leading the thing against Wall Street, the charge against Wall Street. So they already have these guys on board with government and all these organizations, and they're also part of these supposedly left-wing socialist organizations for world governments, or governance, they call it. Lawrence Mitchell as well. He was the Economic Policy Institute's president, a longtime member of the Democratic Socialists of America, and he's also in it too. So all these big boys are in on the Wall Street thing, while they also work with these big foundations that work with the Obama and government as well. So it's government leading what appears to be a revolt of the people.
We've seen a big hype for war with Iran with this phony assassination plot taking place last week, really paper thin, despite what the headlines would lead you to believe. Now there's other incidents. There's a guy on a plane that landed in Texas who was screaming in Arabic and then how everyone was going to die. Now you've got these Muslims busted at a Texas courthouse who I believe they had blueprints and there was a bomb scare or something. Are they preparing for something, Alan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, from the 90s, they've been preparing for it, in fact, because we know that the New American Century group published a list of countries they had to take out, and they wanted to start with Afghanistan, Iraq, and then it would be a toss-up between Syria or Iran to follow. They mentioned Egypt as well, and then eventually North Korea. But the main ones were in the Middle East. So and we see that Rumsfeld and Cheney have both congratulated Obama for continuing their policy of taking over those countries. Now, the New American Century group under Bush called it revolutionary democracy. In other words, you invade and force democracy upon them. And, and now we're seeing this group here using the color revolutions followed by hard power, military power, which is exactly, again, what the think tank for the military said they'd do. And they published their findings. I've got them all up on my website, all their different think tank reports. So they're following the agenda they said that they'd follow back in the 90s. And as Jefferson said it, when you say the same policies follow from changes in house between one to the next house, then you know you're under tyranny. You're not under a different government, a different party. It's the same organization running the same policies. And that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, certainly, if you want to call it a black ops network or whatever. And now you even have reports like Paul Watson's from today on the State Department agitator who was part of the Egypt Arab Spring, yes, backed by the State Department. Now he's advising the Occupy Wall Street movement, Alan.
Yes, like the ones I just read off, too. These guys are all members and working with the government, and they also run some of the largest socialist organizations of America. I don't know if Americans realize that the Socialist International, how big and powerful they are, and that the British Labour government kicks off its annual meeting, and they finish their annual meeting, and they sing the red flag. Did they know that? Tony Blair, I've got videos about Tony Blair and all the big boys who were in charge of Britain, and they were singing, "We'll keep the red flag flying high." They don't understand that Sarkozy, all the people across the world, right through into the United Nations, are members of this organization, including the ones in America.
Yeah, not to mention
that's what they sing at their annual meetings. And the press generally doesn't bother reporting that part, but in Britain, some people have. And they've filmed it and documented it.
As a side note, I've seen a lot of these trendy bars popping up here in town in Austin with the communist hammer and sickle on the logo.
Yeah.
What up? Just
yeah.
Goes to show.
Mm-hmm. So the dialectic, remember, Hegel pointed out the dialectic and how you always use opposing sides to bring out the new. And what you also do under the Marxist program, basically, is that each generation of Marxists must be more radical than the previous one. And in fact, they've got the right to eliminate, physically if need be, the older ones who are still contaminated with the old ideas. And today we're seeing the younger ones, who the fresh group, the fresh crop, they're freshly trained in university because that's where all the leaders come from. They're all trained by professional professors to agitate for the new system, a better, a more fairer world of justice, etc. But of course, with world managers like themselves living high on the hog, because as I said, you have to have an intelligentsia class and a leisure class to help plan the future. So, this is really the Marxist agenda, and that's why the Marxism was founded basically in London. Marx was funded by one of the biggest factory owners in the whole of Europe. He wasn't a poor little guy, his own personal servant, all the rest of it. And they've used this dialectic for all since then, because the bankers prefer socialist governments, because, as I say, there's a layer of government for every facet of humanity. It's total control over humanity is what it is.
Yeah, and maybe on the other side of the break here in the last segment, we could talk about how Al Gore, who is part of the Arm & Hammer Empire, who backed the Soviet Union, called for this American version of the Arab Spring about 3 weeks before it popped up, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Or your comments now as we go out to break here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Arm & Hammer, again, his father changed his name to be the Arm & Hammer that you see on the British communist site and the British Freemason site, by the way. They use the Arm & Hammer instead of the Compton Square. And that's why he changed his name to actually be a Soviet, the epitome of the Sovietism, basically, a multimillionaire. And he had an apartment next to Lenin and then Stalin. And he'd come back and forth during the whole war, the Cold War, Arm & Hammer. No one stopped him, bothered him, or asked him what he was up to. And helped organize the far left in America. The big boys all knew what they were doing. The big bankers all knew what it was up about because it's part of the agenda. They must merge the two systems together to bring out the synthesis, the next part, the new world order.
Final segment with Alan Watt coming up on the other side of this break. Then tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
We are in the final segment with our guest, Alan Watt. He's covered really the spectrum here of the long-term strategy. The rebroadcast is coming up with Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Webster Tarpley, and Alan Watt, of course. But Alan, in these final few minutes, in addition to anything you want to bring up, I would just like to point out that obviously the elections are totally controlled, really have always been a farce. But at the same time, the Democratic Party is looking to co-opt the energy of Occupy movements everywhere. They have plans for new taxes. The puppets on the right also have their plans for fresh taxes. How will this energy be used, and what do we make of people like Al Gore calling for an American Arab Spring, Alan?
Well, you're going to see more and more private people from these labor organizations, or the ones who run them or control them or agitate them, more and more of those guys brought on board for government policy, just appointees, again, on behalf of the workers, as I'll tell you. And, but in reality, they're professionally trained and run by the big boys who run the policy institutes, etc. So it's time for a change, to say, and make the people think they have more representation, etc. And there'll be a lot of show in government as they yell at each other once in a while, but it'll be nothing but show. You're going into a planned society. You're already into a global society, and so many treaties have been signed over the last 50 years to bind it all together so that you can't just pull out and continue. We are now dependent on outside sources to even eat nowadays. And most of the food's being imported from elsewhere. They made sure that all the farms were destroyed. That was part of the destruction of the farms by government policies and interference with the EPA and various other agencies, all to get rid of being independent. Independence must be destroyed for a global society. And all the right-wingers as well have been parroting interdependence from the days of Maggie Thatcher onwards. So, believe you me, they're all in on the same deal at the top. There's not a whit of difference between them. You can't work your way up into politics and be vetted and okayed and be completely ignorant of the big agenda, the big goal at the end of it all. You cannot. It cannot happen. And I gave up on this left-wing, right-wing strategy a long time ago. I knew it was a con. I've seen it happen in other countries, too, various countries across Europe. I see a solid con has been played. It's been played in America to the very, very end, of course, because most Americans know darn well that they've just signed another free trade deal, one of the biggest ones, with various Latin American countries. That's a one-way street for trade. It's all imports into America and subsidizing those countries to come up to first world status. So we're going to pay out, pay out, pay out. That's part of the redistribution of wealth that they were talking about. So it's a one-way deal. America has to come down into austerity one way or another, and they've set up the whole game board for that to happen. When you can't feed yourself, to be honest with you, you're in trouble. That's a very basic thing, very basic thing. And when we're totally dependent now on electricity, power, energy of all kinds, and they want to have a world grid system. They're building it now, where literally you'll have a world power supply company that will feed it to each region, and they'll decide on how much you'll get that day or that week. And that's the planned system of the future. It'd be very expensive even for a day's worth of it, in fact. So the companies aren't losing money by giving you less. And we're being set up with smart meters, smart grids, all for that system. But they actually have maps up of the world grid system at the United Nations and elsewhere. So we're well along the road to it, and we're still talking in a almost a 19th century paradigm about politics and left and right. We're way past that point.
Okay, Alan, we'll leave it there. We really appreciate you joining us once again, and always appreciate your insights. Again, tune into the rebroadcast, and tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News. Alex Jones, back tomorrow, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.